Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Tonight that God has blessed us, we just want to say we thank God once again. We're coming live to you on KASK radio station. And tonight we got the teacher going to teach us about love, forgiveness, and for a second chance. May the Lord bless you in here. Here is our sister, Sister Valerie.
Good evening. Welcome again. This is Valerie. It's such a pleasure and honor to come before you on such a night as this. Let's go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, giving you all glory, all honor, and all praise. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and have your way. Each and every person, Lord God, on this line, I pray, Father, that you would reach into the highways, the byways, the othermost parts of the world right now, Lord God, and touch and heal and restore, God. Let your love be shed abroad from nation to nation, from shore to shore, from hamlet to hamlet, from house to house, person to person. Lord God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Bless us on tonight, God. And Father, we just say thank you for who you are in these trying times. We trust you, Lord, and we reach out to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Again, I have been just reading a lot today and seeking God as to which direction he would take me on tonight. And right before it was time to come on, I truly believe that God wants us to have hope. Hope in him. Because he's a God that cannot fail. And so the scriptures I have for you on tonight is still going to tie into what we've been talking about. And we all know what's going on in the world right now with this coronavirus. And so it can't be dismissed. And God doesn't want just us to ignore what's going on. I received a text from a friend of mine in France. And she was saying, this is not a joke. In the town she's in, she said 2,000 people are in ICU. And one of the pastors at her church was also in ICU and had been there for 12 days. And so I have friends in Germany who are being affected by this virus, and friends in California and in other parts of the world, New York, some of the places that have been hardest hit. People that I know, you know, sometimes we can see events go on in our lives and it really doesn't touch us until it's somebody that we really know. But the whole world is being affected in this hour. And according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, God tells us that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will forgive their sin and turn from their wicked ways. then I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. I do believe that this is an hour when God is calling his people, those that he has chosen, those that who have accepted him, those who are part of the kingdom of God, that he's calling us to a platform, to a place, calling us to bend our knees, to cry out to him, to repent, and turn from our wicked ways. God is looking for those with clean hands and a pure heart. You know, so this is not the time for us to point fingers at anyone else or to judge anyone else when God is talking directly to us. The only person I need to be examining right now is me. Because if I regard iniquity in my heart, he won't hear me. And we have to be so in tune with the Spirit of God that we'll be able to get a prayer through and for God to heal the land. And this is a time where we begin to fast and pray and stand in the gap for others. When he said, I sought for a man who would stand in the gap and build up the hedge, it's time for us to come together and do just that. But I want to read Isaiah 58 and talking about the fast that he has chosen. He says, not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, for thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shall thy call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Wow. And they shall be of thee, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Can you just imagine that? This is the acceptable fast that the prophet Isaiah is speaking to right now, that we would take care of God's people, that we would take care of the hungry, that we would clothe the naked, that we would loose the bands of those who are caught up in wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free. If we do those things and not forget that Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost, if we do those things, he said that then we shall call and he will answer. So in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he says that if his people who are called by his name shall humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, if we turn from our wicked ways, then he will forgive us our sins and he will heal the land. So there are some things that the body of Christ have need to do in order for God to move, to change things. And we have to search our own hearts and get real with God. Have him to show you your heart that are things that we need deliverance from and healing from. And he said, if any man said that he doesn't sin, he's a liar. But if you confess your sins, then he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I see the hand of God just wanting to clean us up. And it's not like we're doing so many bad things, but there are hidden things. Things that maybe we suppress, things that we may say, things that may trigger us where we're not walking in love and we're not walking in forgiveness when God truly wants to give us a second chance. He said his spirit won't always strive with mankind, but there are some things written in the scripture that he wants to come to pass. Even though we see and we know that there's going to come a time when the end will come, before that time, he wants us to reach and serve as many as we can, that the gospel would go into every corner of this earth, giving people a second chance, another chance. The whole world is being affected right now. But there's hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so this is the time I believe that God is calling us to come, to be cleaned, to confess our sins, so we can be forgiven. He's such a loving God, but he's a holy God. He's so merciful and kind, full of love, but he's still holy. He still has requirements, like he tells us to be holy, for he's holy. And then over here, you know, we come and we fast and we pray. But here is service to break the yokes off of people's lives. And it's not really us doing it, it's the Spirit doing it through us. It's the Holy Spirit operating through us, but he's telling us what kind of vessel he wants to use, and that we choose to, in this time when people are suffering, when people are hungry, when people are hurting, that we don't draw away in fear, but we stand firm in the faith that he's given us to serve, to help, to mend, and to tell them about his faithfulness and his loving kindness. And the beautiful part of this is that he sent his son to pay the price. Isaiah 53 says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. I want to just ponder that for a moment. Because sometimes we may feel that way, and the world may look at us that way, that we're smitten of God, that we're afflicted when they see us going through trials and tests and tribulations, rejections and hurt. But then he says, but he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. But as followers of this King, of this Christ, he tells us that we must deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow after him. We're marked with the cross. We're bought with a price. We're commissioned to serve and be a beacon of light for someone else. He tells us not to hide our light under a bushel, but to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify God in heaven. What an opportunity. I'm not minimizing the virus. I'm not minimizing thing that is coming to our planet and causing so many people to die. But every country, every home should have the attention and their eyes set on God, because no matter what man is scuffling and trying to do, God, who will heal our land, it's God who is for us. It's God who protects us. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. And in this hour, he wants us to be on bended knee, turning from our wicked way, so that he can use us, allowing ourselves to be healed and not harboring any unforgiveness or any spitefulness or any sinful ways. There's no excuse calling us to be, to come up higher. And I know that only God can change a heart, but I hear a call to come. Come unto me, all who are laden and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take his yoke upon us, upon him, and learn of him. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He never changed. But the world around us has changed. We can reflect back on when we were younger and how, even though we didn't have as much as we do now, it seems like if we look back, the world was a better place. But if we look forward to God, our best days are yet ahead, because His glory is there. And we're waiting for the Son of Man to appear again. Our best days are in front of us. No matter what it looks like right now, it's such an opportunity for hearts to be changed, for people to come into a relationship with Christ, to come into a relationship with the Father. Someone asked me the other day about if God and Christ were one, why is it that the scriptures say that Jesus, when Jesus said, no man knows the hour or the time of his return. No one knows the time that everything will end but the Father. And Jesus also said, he only says what the Father said. And if they're one, you would think that he would know everything. He can do whatever he wants to do in my book. And if he withholds that for himself, who are we to question? If we're interpreting it wrong, the answer is still the same. Who are we to tell God what he can and cannot do? God, all by himself. We're privileged that he chose us. We're privileged that he called us. We're privileged that his arms are still outstretched. And he still has some mercy left. He still has some grace left. Still abounding in love. But he still chastises those whom he loves. It's not God's plan for us to live in wickedness when he's a holy God. That's not part of the plank. And so, just reflecting on what's going on right now, because believe it or not, we need answers. We need help. Right now, we need help. Right now, we need some things to turn around. It's right now when our faith has to kick in like never before. Right now, it's the time to go before a holy God and cry out, Lord, forgive us. Lord, help us to turn from our wicked way. Show us, O God. Lead us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us, God. We need his help like never before. We need a strategy. We need to know how to pray. We need to seek his face like never before. We need to draw close, closer. I feel close, but not close enough, because he's calling us to a higher place in him. He's calling us to go deeper. He's calling us to come closer so that he can heal the land. It's not about pointing fingers at who did what. We have enough separation. We have enough distance. We have enough prejudice. We have enough rejection. Time to mend those broken places. It's time to build bridges and not burn them. Time to be repairing of the breach, not just for our family, but for those who may have scorned us, for nations, for those who are in high places and hold the power of government in their hands. Truly it's time they hear from God. And that they would seek his face and turn from their wicked way so the lands can be healed and so people can enjoy the fruits of the earth as God has intended it to be. We know it's going to happen one day. But even now, we can't turn a deaf ear or close our eyes to the sufferings of others. Because if we do, when we stand before him and he say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you." He said, if we serve the least of them, then we do it unto him. So when we go and we clothe the naked and we feed the hungry, it may not be even a person who's been kind to us. We're doing it unto him. And so tonight, I want to reach out to a community of believers who are holding on to God's unchanging hand, that we come before him with clean hands and a pure heart on behalf of a troubled world, and pray and seek his face. Gracious Father, I thank you. I know the words are brief, Lord, but I know that you're moving into the hearts of your people right now, God. I know, Lord God, you're calling us to a divine place, Lord God, where you would touch our lives in such a way and bring us to a higher plane, oh Lord. And so, Father, here we come before you, Lord God, asking you to search us and to cleanse us. Remove every unclean thing, Lord, that is within us that is displeasing to you. And Father, we offer ourselves up to you, Lord God, as your servants, as your sons and your daughters, Lord God, wanting to please you, Father. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us strategies, Lord, that you would equip us, O Lord God, and bless us, Father, to be a blessing to others. That, Father, when you speak, O Lord, that we would hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. That we would heal the sick, Lord. That we would clothe the naked. That we would feed the hungry. That we would love the unlovable, Father. And that we will bring you sons and daughters and souls, Lord. That not only the land will be healed, Lord God, but hearts will be healed and lives will be changed. And Father, I pray that you bless this night. And I pray, Lord God, for a cure, a solution, Lord God. We pray, Father, that those who are lying in sick beds, Lord, just like the man, Lord God, who was sick and his friends dropped him through the roof, Lord, you looked at their faith on behalf of their friend. And we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to look at our faith, God, on behalf of our friends, on behalf of those, Lord God, who are dying, Lord, those who are sick, Lord God. And we're asking you, Lord Jesus, to heal and set them free. And we're asking you, Lord, that they would know that it is by your hand and that it was with your stripes, God, that healing comes. You said our greater days are yet ahead. And so, Lord God, we look with eyes of faith on tonight, and we trusting and believing in you, Lord God. We're covering the earth, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we speak and declare and decree healing, Lord God, all over the land. And I pray, Lord God, that your perfect will for us be done in the name of Jesus. This is sobering to me, Lord. And you know our heart. And Father, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. My God, my God. Amen, amen. I just thank God tonight for the ability to be listening to what the sister said tonight. But we're going to let one or two persons that have something to say tonight. And we thank God. Are you there, Sister Valerie? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to ask one person to come on the line right quick. And we just thank God what you heard tonight, because God used you tonight like never before. It blessed me so until it just, wow, it blessed me tremendously. And I thank God for what God did for you. Amen. Put the word out there.
Amen.
Amen. I see a number 1702. Are you there? Hello. Are you 1702, the last four of your phone number. I just moved to the next one. Amen. Well, you know, the nights that I believe what God has done, he's showing us in the land we're now living in, there's some real, real items that need to be addressed. And if we just continue to address them, we'll watch God do what he says he's going to do. He has not failed us. He will not fail us, but he's always there for us. And so, as I will say this much, Father, as I said, thank you tonight for putting your word out there through our sister and to the many on the line right now, Father. We know that we're living in a time right now where it's a threat, it's a call of darkness, but we stand affirm, Father, and we just said thank you. We just said thank you. And tonight, Father, we just know what you said in your word, how they took that man that was sick. The faith of the believers took it and led him down into that place. But that's what moves God. The words we have, Father, that we speak to help someone else, to love someone else, it moves God, and God is moved. And we just thank God for what he's doing for us. And tonight, Father, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the living God. Well, you know, tonight's that night. I think a lot of people been touched tonight. KSK radio station being blessed tonight. The nation being blessed tonight. The voice of this woman who has a word of God has been around the world. I was just thinking that she was talking to her friend in France and in Europe, how this is so closely connected to what God is doing for us. Now God is bringing us to a point of understanding. The more we trust God, the more we see God doing for us. And I've been in much prayer, believing God, and watch God doing some things for us. Now, I know this much. Tonight's that night that God said he's on the throne. And you know what she said? And I love what she said. And God said, he said, no, if I may use this term now. He says, the things you want me to do for you, it's not in my power. But it's in God's power. Well, if they're being one, what? It's because something God kept for himself. Well, God, the Father, Son, they're one. But the love of God is what I treasure in my heart more than anything else in the world. I treasure that like anything else. So I'm going to try one other person to see if they're on the line with us. 5360. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Amen. Okay, let's try 93. Wow. That's awesome.
Yes,
are you
I'm
there?
Here.
All
yes.
Right, go ahead. Amen.
Amen. Sister Valerie, that was beautiful. God has a plan for everyone and for the ones he loves. He haven't forgot about us, but we have the sinners also. He haven't forgot about them. And he has a plan. Well, his plan, we don't know, but he knows. Amen.
Amen. And then, amen. I know this much, what God is doing, God is saying to us tonight, is that the one thing we just take note of, he's so lovable. He's so lovable. Until God has mercy upon us all. And to my sister, and to I thank God tonight, and the time that
Amen.
God has put together, that God is doing something in the land. We're not going to criticize. We're going to pray. We're going to pray this thing out
Amen.
Of the way. And that's the best way to do it. And the best way to do it is pray it out of the way. And I know this much. The God we serve is awesome God. And the more we
yes.
serve, the more he says, all right. But when we bow down, like the sister was
mm-hmm.
saying,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just trying
mm-hmm.
to, and I just say, the more we cleanse our hearts, that's what God wants, our clean hearts and clean minds with a good understanding. Because that's what he wants. That's what he wants. And I'm trying to get Mother Bobby. I think that Mother Bobby. Mother Bobby's going to come on and help some to say to Mother Bobby. Amen. Praise the living God.
Hello.
Hey, Mother Bobby, how you doing?
Fine, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're on the line. You got something you want to say to us?
No, not at this moment.
All right. Well, we just want to thank God for you because we just lift up a prayer for you as we were on the prayer line today of KESK Radio Station tonight. We thank God for your ability to be able to wait standing where you are right now. And we thank God for you, what you're doing in your life. We pray today and consistently for you. May God bless you, okay?
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 I got another person on line. 3490. Are you there? Amen. Well, I want to say that.
Amen. I'm here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the word on tonight.
Amen. Amen.
God does Amen. Have a plan.
God does have a plan.
And his plan is for us to do what we're supposed to do so the land can be healed. Amen.
Amen.
Heal the land, heal the land. My prayer is, Lord, heal the land. Innocent blood is in the land. There is no love in the land. There is no peace in the land. My prayer is, God, heal the land. Heal the land. Oh, heal the land. Heal the land. Please, Lord, heal the land. My prayer is, God, heal the land. So much trouble is in the land. Guns and drugs are raging in the land. Gangs are on the uprising in the land. My prayer is, God, heal the land. Oh, heal the land. Heal the land. Heal the land, Jesus. Come on and heal the land. So many crises in the land. There's no peace. Oh, in the land. There's no love, Lord. Ooh, in the land. My prayer is, God, heal the land, heal the land, heal the land. My prayer is, God, heal the land, oh, heal the land, please heal the land. We need you, Lord, to heal the land. My prayer is, Jesus, that you heal the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise his holy name. Heal the land. That's what's needed today in our lives. And one of the things I will say more with it, the more we know, the God we serve, he's an awesome God. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. He's a God that's Oh, what I just look, I just thank God for what I said. And I think right now, that's a person I'm going to see that's on. They, I think they're on the internet. I'm going to say, I get them on the line with us. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello, are you there? I think it's the internet that they're calling on. But anyway, I want to thank God. Now, if anybody else has something they want to say, I'm trying to open the line. We got about 13 minutes. Anybody got something they want to say? I'm over up the lines. Take your time and come on now. We want to thank God tonight. I want to thank God for my sister, teacher Valerie Harris, who's dedicated to the Word of God. And I thank God for God raising her up to where she is right now. Got a word? She has a word. She has a word. And that's what we need today. We got to pray for the fivefold ministry. We got to pray for the White House, the Black House, the Yellow House, the somebody's house. But we just got to pray much more now than ever. Because there are some things that's coming upon this land. And God said, as he said, 2 Chronicles, if the people were called by his name, will humble ourselves. He said he'll do certain things. But that's a guarantee. If you do this, he said he'll do it. So some lines over. Someone take your time and go ahead and have something to say. Because we've got a few minutes. Amen. Go ahead. The line's open. Anybody?
Hey, Dr. Hunt, I want to say thank you to Sister Valerie for her teaching tonight from a compassionate place where she's really encouraging us to really look at what's going on around us. So thank you so much for your teaching, Sister Valerie. Well received. And we thank the Lord for using you in such a mighty way tonight. Thank you, Dr. Hunt.
Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Oh, God. Amen.
I just wanted to say that I thank you, Sister Valerie, for your teaching. And as I was sitting here, the word that came to my mind was passion and compassion. And Sister Charlene said it, and I thought, wow, that's just so beautiful, because that's what I felt, her passion and her compassion. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you for the teaching. And what stuck to me so profoundly is when she said that God is calling us to have a closer relationship with him. And I know for myself that it is much, much needed, that yes, he is calling each and every one of us. And I just want to say thank you, Sister Valerie. Thank you, Sister Audrey, for the beautiful song. And thank you, Dr. Hunter. Amen.
And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ruthie. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes, I'd like to also, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is Cynthia. I also was able to hear part of the call and the song, and it was very beautiful. And I like when Sister Valerie was speaking about God will give us make our bones fat. And he did. And when I was listening to it, it wasn't that he was going to put fat on our bones, as which but some of us do, but he was going to make our bones fat. And that's the strength and the blood that flows through it and all those different things, because that's where our blood is even manufactured. So I just love that. It was just like the life-giving area. But what I wanted to mention also that God reminded me of when she was saying about clothing those who need to be clothed and feeding those who need to be fed. And, mm-hmm. and we know that it's not always food, but it's always food, but the food may not be in the form of food that we eat. It may be food that we eat with our ears to hear what God is saying, maybe his word. But he also mentioned to me that we have to make sure that we be wise to hear what God is saying so that we give what he wants us to give, not what we want to give or what we think they need to have, or even what they may think they want or need to have, but that we give them what he wants them to have. And he reminded me of a time when someone, a close family member of mine, a brother, was just going at me for no reason. You know, just we had a family dinner, and he's over across the other side of the room, and I'm on one side of the room talking with another group of family. He just starts in on me. And God reminded me because I told him, you know, you better leave me alone, you know. And he just kept on and kept on. And I said, and God reminded me, don't unclothe him. Do not make him naked before these all these people, even though he's cutting up. Just let it go and don't do that. And when he says clothed and naked, he was unclothing himself, and I needed to clothe him, even though he was attacking me, his sister. So God just reminded me of that, and I wanted to share that with everybody, because sometimes people unclothe themselves, and it's not the clothes per se, but it's them saying things that they shouldn't say and that other people don't need to know. And I've experienced that with a friend of mine, too. I saw the enemy. She was, you know, having a mental breakdown, and I saw the enemy having her say things that were very, very, very personal and dear in her state of rage, and he was unclothing her, and God showed that to me. So we gotta, you know, be there to clothe those who need to be clothed in a different way, or feed those who need to be fed in another way, or to drink, and so on and so forth. So I just want to share that. Thank you, Sister Valerie. You always have such beautiful teachings, and it really touches my spirit. And thank you for that beautiful song. I was going to ask you if you made that song up right then. It was so fitting and so beautiful, Sister Audrey. Thank you for that, and thank you, Dr. Hunter. Be blessed, everyone.
Amen.
You know, those comments, that was rich. That was rich revelation. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, you know, I could just see the word come alive, you know, when Noah was naked, and we don't know what that, you know, when his son uncovered him and the other two came in and covered him up. But I love that analogy that you gave. That is so rich and so true. You know, because it takes that word to a different level, another dimension, where it's not just on a natural plane, but also spiritually we have to cover spiritually, you know, because the word is spirit. The word is life. And what God was showing you that in times like that you have to, and I'm going to say I'm guilty of those things, you know, when somebody upsets you, and it might be a second thought when you just, when that other part come out that God is trying to deliver you from, he'll allow it to come out and let you see you for you. And we have to be those that cover each other with the word, or cover others with the word. And so, you know, I am so honored to be on with a group of people that I know who are close to God, and I know that they pray and they cover others, and they do those things. They feed the homeless. They clothe the naked. But there may be somebody listening under the sound of our voices that may not know God, that may need to be covered, that may need to be fed, that may need shelter from the storms of life. And we just want you to know that this God that we serve is so loving, regardless of what we see in the natural. He's always compelling those to come. Those who may not feel good about themselves, or those who may be contemplating suicide, or those who may be sick and troubled, those who may be lonely and feel like they're unloved. But there is a God, there is a one who loves you regardless of all those things. He made you, and he knows all about you, and he knows all the struggles, and he can heal. That's why he sent his son. So if that's you, if our voices are going out to you who don't feel like you're part, we want you to be part of the family, of God's family, of the kingdom, because he has mercy that are new every morning, and he has grace sufficient for you, and he will clothe you with his own feathers and bring you close and to love you and restore you and heal you. So I want to close my comments with that statement as a prayer to cover and to compel you to come home in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I appreciate all of that that was just said, because I personally was having an issue with some of that as far as the family members go. I wanted to strike back, but the God in me would allow me to. But I so wanted to strike back. Still find myself wanting to sometimes, but I know that's the flesh. That's my flesh. But I thank you, ladies, for sharing, because that really helped me today. I know that it was God. It was the reason why I didn't strike back.
Amen. Me too.
And I didn't undress them. They undressed themselves, and they're still doing it. And I dress them up, so to speak. So thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. I've extended some time on the line in case somebody else want to say something. We don't try to take the line and hog it, but we want everybody, because you're talking to a people in the world. Some of your kin folks may live in Chicago, Louisiana, Mississippi, and I try to review this Blog Talk Radio, let people know. You can call in and you can hear what God is saying through some of your residents. And for example, I just met this lady. I call her Breaker 19er. She knows what I'm talking about. I thank God for people going up and down the highways, the byways, and doing some things that God is saying. And beloved, we're living in a time right now where it's a time that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is saying to us. And the Holy Spirit is holding back the world right now. And we have a fight. God is using our bodies. And I will say this to every one of us on the line. I thank God for y'all. Some things I want to say sometime, but I've had to shut my mouth up. I've had people in my family do the same way. I want to go in there and bam, 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 but I have to pray myself down. See, you have to pray yourself down. You can't pray yourself up. You got to pray down. You got to be quiet. What I mean, you got to be quiet. Let God use your voice.
Amen. Amen.
Because we're living that time right now. Ain't got time to say, I got more than you got and you doing it. No, 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 no. This is real times. If you take notice around the world. Now, may I move forward? Farther? Yes. When Sister Valerie said France, I've been to France. I've been to all those places she's talking about. And when she's like, oh, my God, she got. And see, that's what God wants. We have to pray one for another. Amen?
Amen.
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 And so is there anybody else before we, I've given some more time on the line. Anybody else something you want to say to the Lord? Amen. Anybody else? The line is open. Praise God. Valerie, God bless you. Got me stirred up. Let's do it.
God bless us all.
Well,
let me
do one more thing.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Amen, amen. And see, I'm learning every day of my life to blow this chauffeur. And the chauffeur, let me tell you something about the chauffeur. A chauffeur when it's blown in the proper context, it shakes a whole lot of people up. And that's the idea of it. God is a shaking right now. God is a calling right now. And I say this much. I know this much. Thank God once again. I turn it back over to Sister Valerie. Sister Valerie, thank you for letting me be a part of your program on KESK radio station. And I thank God for you, what you're doing, and how you're lifting me up and us up. God bless you. Go ahead. Teacher Valerie.
Yes, sir. I'm just, y'all hear me say this all the time, I'm just so grateful. Just so grateful. And one thing that I do when I speak about God, it comes from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. It's not something that I make up. It's not something that I rehearse. It's because it's like God wants his heart to be shown through our heart in love and kindness, reaching out to others. And it's so wonderful to be part of his family. And so I do pray for the people that come on this line. But we all pray for those who are lost. And we all pray for the hurting. For those that may not know that sometimes you feel like nobody's praying for you, but we got a group of people who pray and
mm-hmm.
who seek God. And in this time with the schools being out, we don't know what these kids are thinking and how aggravated they are. They can't hang out with their friends. This is new to them, and many of them are scared. And so I just pray that God cover them too, and that it'd be an experience that would draw them closer to God too, because they have to be in the midst of us while we praying and while we seeking God as well. I want to say I love each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in and sharing and as a family. It's like we can just sit down and just enjoy one another. Before I go, I was thinking this earlier about when Cynthia was talking about how Jesus would call his disciples apart from the crowd and just sit and teach them and pour into them.
Mm-hmm.
And God allows us to do that for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just no words to put into that, with the legacy that he left when he showed us what he did with those who were close to him. And so we're close to one another, and it's no big eyes or little you that God is making, truly making us one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to sleep tonight thinking on that and what he's doing in our lives. In the lives of our family. So I just want to say good night. I love you guys. Sleep well. And until we meet again at 6 o'clock in the morning. Love you.
Hey, SK Radio says good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you.